Today's Shir of Mishnah Briyani Siman Tuf Reish Nun Aleph. And we are up to Sif Hey. And we're now moving into the halachos regarding exactly how one goes about making the bracha. The bracha on the lulav. When do you make the bracha exactly? And just as a basic intro, so in case you don't know the core principles, there's a principle out there known as you make brachos over la'asiyasan. You make a bracha on a mitzvah before you do the mitzvah. Unless it's a mitzvah, you can't go ahead and do it before. Okay, so otherwise the principle exists, you do the mitzvah, you do the bracha right before you do the mitzvah. There's another halacha that not only do you do it before you do the mitzvah, it has to be like right before you do the mitzvah. That's like, for example, we put on a tefillin, we don't go ahead and say the bracha of alaniyat tefillin before we put it on our arm. We go ahead and we put it around the arm, and then right before, right, we tighten it, that's when we make the bracha of laniyat tefillin. Because if you do it before you put it on the arm, that's what's called over the over. It's like a step before. So it has to be that when you are making the bracha, you have to be already poised to perform the mitzvah. Okay, so that's a very important yisayin in bracha. That's number one. The number halacha. The machlokes really in the Gemara, where the mitzvah sweetest kavana. In order to fulfill a mitzvah, do you have to have kavana? Not talking about kavana that I get to know what you're doing. Of course, I know what you're doing. But do you have to have kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah? So, for example, let's go like by lulav. When you pick up the lulav, in order to be yotzei the esrog and lulav, do you have to have kavana that you're being yotzei the mitzvah, the command that Hashem commanded us to take esrog and lulav the galminim? Or no, just like you pick it up and hold it in your hand, you're yotzei. That's my focus, whether mitzvah sriches kavana or mitzvah ain't sriches kavana. But if you hold mitzvah ain't sriches kavana, as soon as you pick it up, guess what? You be yotzei the mitzvah. That's why, okay, we're coming down to the lachas that we all know, the issue of how we go ahead and make the bracha, the pit them down, like we're going to see right now. Here we go. Yivarech al natilas lulav, b'shechiyanu, kodem she'ito esrog. So you have to go ahead and make the bracha of al natilas lulav and the shechiyanu. Okay, that's interesting. It says, b'shechiyanu, kodem she'ito ha'esrog. Before you go ahead and you take the esrog, what does that sound like? You are holding the lulav bundle, and before you take the esrog, that's when you go ahead and do what? That's when you go ahead and say the bracha. Why? Kadesh Yavarech over Lasiyasa. So it's interesting. The first approach he's telling over here is that the way you're supposed to do it is hold the lulav in your hand, make the bracha, and then pick up the esrog. Oh, now we get a different eitza. Or have it all in your hand. This is what we do. Yahafocha esrog. Keep the esrog downward, meaning to put them down with the okets up. Ad Yavarech. Until you go ahead and make the bracha, and then you flip it back up. And again, you can appreciate what the issue is. We want you on one hand not to have the lulav and the esrog sitting in its case, or even on the table. We want you to have it minimally, the lulav in your hand. And then there's two options: make the bracha and then pick up the esrog, or maybe even better, keep the esrog down, because as we know, as we saw yesterday, you have to hold the dalaminim including the esrog. You have to keep it up. So you only keep it down. You want to get it. And then you flip it up. Okay. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. He's going to spell this all out, and he's also going to give us a third option as well. What's the reason why you make the bracha before you go ahead and take the esrog? Because number one is you can't make the bracha before you even take the lulav. Why? It doesn't make sense to go ahead and make the bracha when the lulav is still in its case or not in your hand, because that would be, as we said, that would be like saying the bracha on your tefillin before you even put the tefillin around your arm. That would be over the over. That's too early. V'chein ein levarech achar shenatal, and also you can't make the bracha after you already took kol arba min in your hand. Why? V'ba'inan over la'asiyasan, because you require over la'asiyasan. What is he saying? He's saying the problem is, and this is important to understand and appreciate, even though we paskin when it comes to daraisin, mitzvah sriches kavana, and you have to have kavana to do the mitzvah. So, for example, you don't have kavana to take the esrog and lulav. You have to take it again and have kavana for the mitzvah, for the chi of the mitzvah, taking the esrog and lulav. That's only lechumra, but you can't rely on it. Okay, in the other direction, meaning we have to be concerned with the opinion that mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana. And if mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana, guess what? It's too late. You already did what? You already picked up the lulav and you made the mitzvah. So that would not be over la'asiyasan. Because if you already had the dalamin in your hand facing up, that's too late to make the bracha. Or at least you should make the bracha once that happens, because that would not be over la'asiyasan. Therefore, Ilkach mevariach kol dim shegidol esrog. Therefore, what do? You make the bracha before you take the esrog in the hand. The zel lulav lasiyasa. That's over lasiyasa. Ah, you already have the lulav in your hand. No problem. Because as we know, and we'll see coming up, that all the dalaminim are ma'akim one another. So you're not yotze the mitzvah until when? Until you take the esrog. Taking the lulav with the gimel minim, you're not yotze the mitzvah yet. So therefore, you hold the lulav, and then you make the bracha, and then pick up the esrog. That's pretty simple. Da'ainu, that's what he says. Shem chaser lo eizem min aminim. If you don't have one of the meaning, namely the esrog, l'kulei amal yotze, everyone holding on yotze. Hilkach, mikri, over lasiyasan. Therefore, it's considered over lasiyasan. If you're holding the lulav in your right hand, and then you make the bracha, and then you pick up, and then you pick up the esrog, that is still going to be considered, what? That's still going to be considered over lasiyasan before you go ahead and pick up the esrog. Or yahafog esrog. Or what you can do is, have them both in your hand, but keep the esrog facing down. Meaning, ha'okets l'mala. The okets should be upwards, and the pitim facing down. Because this way, the ain't a yotze b'zeh. This way, you are not yet yotze. The ba'inan, derech k'dei lasan. Because we saw yesterday, k'dele'el b'sif beis, we saw that the esrog, derech k'dei lasan, is the okets on the bottom, and the pitim facing up. So therefore, if you have the okets on top, you aren't yotze yet. And that's what he says. L'achar ha'bracha, yafo ha'okets l'mata, k'derech k'dei lasan b'yotze b'zeh. So therefore, what you do is, you make the bracha after, okay, you make the bracha after you have it in your hand, both the esrog and the lulav, but you have the esrog facing down, you make the bracha, and then you flip the esrog up, and that would be the equivalent of just like picking up the esrog, because there's no difference in the esrog, you know, not being in your hand, but what's nice about this approach is, it's mamish, immediate. As soon as you make the bracha, you then go ahead, and you flip it up, and that's our minhag. The only thing dangerous about our minhag is we usually mess up a lot, and we pick it up, and it comes up, and then you forget. So that's a little dangerous, that mahalach, but you guys got to be careful, and that's, you know, that's seemingly the minhag of olam today, okay? By Yen Beis Yosef, now he goes, but there's actually a third approach. The Yesh Od Eitza, Sheyeh Koydan La'asiyasan. Another thing you can do, so there will be Koydan La'asiyasan. And actually, the Gra holds this is the best thing to do. Da'ainu, Sheyechavein Shelo Lotzeis Ba'amitzvah, Ad Sheyitel Kulan Biyadah. So the other approach is to have Kavana not to be Yotze. Until afterwards. Meaning, he says, you have kavana not to be yotze in the mitzvah until after you make the bracha. So what does this accomplish? What this accomplishes is, even if you hold mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, what you're doing is you're having negative kavana not to be yotze. So if you have kavana not to be yotze, that will work. And that's what he says you do. You can hold it, but just have kavana not to be yotze. If kavana not to be yotze, then even if you're holding it all facing up, it's not going to be a problem. And that's what he says. Okay, vayein ve'ragra, shekaza dezea eitza, hiya yoter, mufcheres, she v'kulon. And he says, this is the ideal, okay? Let's now move weiter. Sif kodam chav vav. By the way, anyone do that? Anyone follow the grah? But maybe the big grunt next. Follow it. It's all minhag, it seems to be, you keep the esrog down. But again, they all accomplish the same thing. They all accomplish the same thing, that immediately after the bracha, that's when you are doing the mitzvah. So he says, so you don't, oh yeah, for the esrog, atri yivarech. So he says, v'im shachach levarech what? Kodem l'kicha. He says, and if what? If you forgot to make the bracha before you actually take it. Let's say you mess up. Let's say you actually took it in your hand, forgot to have negative kavana. You had the lulav facing up, you had the esrog facing up, so now, are you toast? So look what he says. If you forgot, you could even varech achaka. You still can make a bracha afterwards. Why? Because the nanuim, the waving of the esrog and lulav, that's still considered what? That's still considered you're in the mitzvah. Meaning, what he's saying is it true? You're supposed to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. But as long as you're still in the mitzvah, you can go ahead and make the bracha, so therefore you'd be able to go ahead and make the bracha. That's the same thing, for example, right, if you're wearing tzitzis, okay, you're supposed to make the bracha, okay, before you put on your talus. But if you put it on, you're still wearing it, you can just, you know, make the bracha again. You probably do some type of action with it, but very similar, okay, halacha. Then we move weiter. The yevarech, back to the Ramah now. The yevarech mu'umad. How do you go ahead and make the bracha? How do you go ahead and make the bracha? Standing, you can't make the bracha sitting. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, the Yevarech Me'umad, and he says, Unatilaso, Tiyagamke Me'umad. And he said, not only is the bracha standing, but you also have to go ahead and take the lulav and Esrog standing. And they give, the post can give a whole bunch of reasons why the mitzvah has to be done standing as well. But again, both should be done standing. The bracha and the taking of the Esrog Geluva. However, he says, ubidiyeved imasa ha-bracha. If bidiyeved, he said the bracha sitting, right? If he did the imasa ha-bracha, v'gam ha-mitzvah me'yusha. He said the bracha and you held the Esrog Geluva while you're in your seat. You didn't do it properly, but you were yotze bidiyeved. And then he says, look, let's continue on in the Ramah. V'lo yivarech rak pamachas. We're continuing in the Ramah. V'lo yivarech rak pamachas b'yom. You only make one bracha. Afal pi shenot lo kama pamim. Even if you pick it up a number of times. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Kaf ches kama pamim. Lehidim mitzvah. Right? There, we're going to see later on that the Anshei Yerushalayim used to walk around with their esrog, and they used to walk around the streets with the esrog in lulav. All right, so he says, even if you get a kiminah, Anshei Yerushalayim, Kedisa b'gemara, we'll also see it coming up later. He says, you make the bracha one time during the day, even if you're going to pick it up again later. Right? For example, in America, you do the Hoshanis after Musaf. So do you go ahead and pick another bracha because you put it down and you're picking it up? No. Okay, here it's very simple because you're holding it the whole time. So you never put it down. Let's move right there. Vav. Lo yivarech shachiyanu b'shas asilas lulav, ela b'shas nitilasa. Because you don't make the bracha when you're making the lulav, rather when you take the lulav. So you guys are going to get into this in Masechet Sukkah. All this stuff will be learned in Masechet Sukkah. But there are two mitzvahs that are unique. Namely, the making of a lulav and the making of a sukkah. Because those are mitzvahs where you actually make the entity. The sukkah, you build the sukkah. So there's like a whole asiyas asukkah. Of course it is. And lulav too, even though we hold lulav ain't sarach again, still, there's an Indian of making the again, as you saw. So, in theory, you could say a shechiyanu when? You can say a shechiyanu when you're building the sukkah, and you can say a shechiyanu when you are making the lulav. Yeah, we're not talking here about the mitzvah of al matilas lulav or leishay basukkah. They have the Gemara explain you don't make the bracha of leishay basukkah when you're building the sukkah, or al matilas lulav when you're making the lulav, because you make the bracha at the Gemara. But in terms of shechiyanu, it's already shayach, you made it. So you say shechiyanu already. So he says, even though, in theory, you can make the shechiyanu, and maybe you should make the shechiyanu when you're making the lulav, you only do it when you make the shechiyanu when you take it. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Even though it was appropriate to say the shechiyanu, take it b'shas asiyas alulav right away when you're making the lulav, when you're tying up the lulav together, that's when you should really go ahead and make the shechiyanu, because that's when you're ready establishing the mitzvah, the chafetz shal mitzvah. Still, we hold off on the bracha lechafchila ad shas netila. We hold until you actually take it. That's when you should make the shechiyanu. Again, there are a lot of different reasons given. Some of the reasons are, for example, because you don't know, not everyone makes their lulav. Sometimes you use a lulav that someone else went ahead and tied together, and things like that. So therefore, Chazal instituted to make the shechiyanu sitting with a sukkah. You might not be one who actually makes the sukkah. So Chazal instituted the shechiyanu is done not when you create the chafetz shel mitzvah, even though, you make and generate and are involved with making the chafetz shel mitzvah, you make the bracha not then, but rather when you are engaged in the actual Maisa mitzvah, which is the Netila. That's what he says. Da'ayim b'chayyadam, he says. And check out the chayyadam shekasam, dimlo berach shechiyanu b'yom rishon, if he's not made the shechiyanu, when? On the first day, b'yom rishon, yuchal levarech afilu b'yom shvi kishenotel alulav. This is halacha that you should know, that let's say you forgot to say shechiyanu on the first day, you can still make the shechiyanu on the lulav when you take it on the last day of Sukkot. Again, you might have thought, it's too late. You've already been dealing with it, and it's already too late, the Shechiyanu. You can still go ahead and make the Shechiyanu. By the way, what we also do with the Shechiyanu is when we turn the Esrog over, that's what we say Shechiyanu. The Brechas HaMitzvah has to be live. The Brechas HaMitzvah has to be over La Asiyasa. But the Shechiyanu, okay, Lav Dafka. Go from the Shulchan Aruch, right? It sounded like you make the Shechiyanu together with the Berchas HaMitzvah before you take the Esrog. Let's move right there. Zion. So now we're coming to new halachas. And this halacha, you need a little bit of an intro. Because there are two halachas that we're going to learn. Anyone learning Perek Shlishi yet? Or everyone's doing the first Perek? You all doing the first Perek? Okay. So we get to the Perek Shlishi, you'll see there's two very important halachas that come to, based on Sukkim, when it comes to the mitzvah, the Maisa mitzvah of taking the Esrog and taking the Dal Minim. And that is as follows. That when we talk about taking the Dal Minim, there can't be what's called a chatzitza, an obstruction between the hands and the lulav. And that is something that, if it's a foreign object, that's going to be a chatzitza. However, the Gemara concludes, though, that if that object can be viewed as something that is tafel, or subordinate to the lulav, such as where then it might go ahead and beautify the lulav. Then there's going to be no problem of chatzitza. That's one halacha. There's a halacha of chatzitza, there's a foreign object between your hand and the taking. It would be a problem with lakicha. And then there's another halacha called lakicha tama. It has to be a complete taking. And what exactly that means, okay, we'll see, because some say that's the whole yisod of the chatzitza. Because if you don't have a lakicha tama, if you have a chatzitza, it's not a complete taking. It's not a lakicha tama. But we're going to see that others say there's two different halachas. Lakicha tama is a halacha of there being, okay, a deficiency, some type of deficiency. It's not a full taking, it's something of a deficiency in a taking. So now that's all going to be spelled out here in this halacha, in halacha zayin. Let's see. Imasa base ya. If someone made a holder for the lulav, v'nasan bo alulav, and he puts the lulav inside it, okay? V'nasan bo alulav. Unitala. And he took it by means of this holder. Shapir dummy. That is going to be acceptable. Why? D'lekicha al yedei davar acher, because taking something, namely, this esrig lulav, this lulav, al yedei davar acher, by means of another object, is considered a taking. Shmei lakicha. That's considered lakicha. Uvilvan sheyehe derech kava. However, it has to be done in a respectful, covetic manner. Avalim eino derech kava. But if you take it by a holder, and it's not being taken derech kava, kegon, shenasan halulav bekli. For example, if he goes ahead and he places the lulav in some type of container, and what does he do? Unitalo, and he takes it by means of that container, then lo yotza. He's not going to be yotze. However, in karach alav sudar, if he went ahead and he wrapped some type of cloth around it, and unitalo, and he took it, or what? Oshe karach sudar al yado, or he wrapped the cloth around his hand, then yesh omrim, there are those that say, de lo yotza. But he's not going to be yotze. Okay, and then Ramah says, hold off the Ramah for a second. So let's now see the Mishnah Berurah spelling out the Shulchan Aruch. So we see here two halachas being brought down here in the Shulchan Aruch. First, he's saying that if you make a holder and you take the lulav via the holder, that's okay if it was done derech kavod. But if it's not derech kavod, and he says, what does that mean? If you put it in the container and then you take it by means of that container, that's not. What does that mean? We'll see the Mishnah Berurah. That's one halacha. And then he goes to another halacha of wrapping either the lulav with a cloth or the hand with a cloth. That's a machokas whether you're going to be yotze. So let's see. Mishnah Berurah, sif katan lamin, base yad. Okay, you made a holder. Kigon, shekol lulav chutz miyado. What are we talking about? The case here is where the entire lulav is outside of his hand. Ve ocheiz base yad habole hanase minasudar. And he's holding basically like a protruding hand grip. Okay, that was, let's say, fashioned, let's say, from a sudar, from cloth, wrap around the lulav. Says that lo havi chatzitza. This is not considered a chatzitza. Why? Kevan she'ein ocheiz alulav biyado. Since he's not taking the lulav in his hand, he's holding on to the what? To the holder. So again, he has like this thing. It's like, let's say, you have this cloth around it, and then has like a little handle where you can hold the lulav by the handle. That's going to be okay according to what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. And he says, "V'das Eliyahu Rabbahu the beis yad hu lanoso." Eliyahu Rabbah says, no, the pshat is that the holder is considered like a decoration for the lulav. And therefore he says, Al-Kain, af she'ocheiz la'lulav biyado. Even if he would hold the lulav in his hand, gam kain derech beis yad. If he went ahead and he actually held the lulav as well in his hand, through the holder, that would be acceptable, and it's not considered a chatzitza. That's what he says. It's not going to be considered a chatzitza. Unless it is made in an unattractive manner. Okay? It's an ugly holder. So we have two approaches here. One approach is saying the holder is a separate issue. It's nothing to do with pretty and not pretty. If it's not, you're not holding onto the lulav, you're just holding onto the handle, which is holding the lulav, that's totally okay, because it's not a chatzitza, because you're holding onto the handle. The other one says, no, you can hold the lulav, even though there's a holder around it. What about the chatzitza? No, we're talking about a pretty holder. So if it's a pretty holder, that's not going to be a chatzitza. You want to leave, I'm just going to continue on. You want to leave, you can just catch the rest. You can catch the rest on the recording. So he says here, I'm just going to finish up Zion here. The kli u nitalo. Again, feel free to leave and get catch the rest at the end. The kli u nitalo, he went ahead, if he didn't, but it wasn't derech kavod, for example, the kli u nitalo, that he's not going to be yotzo. He's not going to be yotzo. He says, vafilu hu shal kesef. And he says, in this case, even if what? Even if the container is made of silver, it's something fancy. It's made of silver. Still, it's not going to be good. The lo avi derech kavod kesha ochez b'kli. It's not going to be derech kavod when he holds it inside a kli. The lo shmei lekicha, and it's not going to be considered a good proper taking. And then he goes on. This imu kama achronim the bekli yesh laachmir the kol inyan, and the consensus of several achronim is that one should be machmir with regard to a container in all circumstances. Why? Kevan sheochzo b'dafnei achli o miniach yodav tachas shulav o ochez b'beis yad shel hakli. Because the consensus of the achronim is that one should be machmir with regard to a container in all circumstances, whether one holds the lulav through the walls of the container, or one places his hands underneath its base, or one grips the handle of the container.
Let's explain what's going on over here. The Shulchan Aruch had said that if one made a holder, placed the lulav inside it, and took it by means of the holder, it's acceptable because taking something by means of another object is considered to be taking it. It's considered a lekicha. And so the Shulchan Aruch basically goes and he says that doing this is not a problem of lekicha tama. Okay, because when someone takes object A by means of object B, one is viewed as taking the object A as well. So if you're taking A, the lulav, by means of the holder B, that's not going to be viewed as a lacking of a full taking. It's a full taking. But the only thing is the Shulchan Aruch did not go ahead and explain why this is not a chatzitza. So that's where the Mishnah Brura comes in, and he explains what makes it not a chatzitza. So what the Mishnah Brura basically is saying is the determination whether or not there is a chatzitza depends on whether there's something interposing between the hand and the item that is actually being held. If the holder is wrapped around the lulav and one is holding the lulav through the holder, then the holder is a chatzitza between the hand and the lulav. If, however, one is only holding the cloth, then there's no chatzitza between the hand and the item being held. So that's the first mahalach in the actual Shulchan Aruch with the Mishnah Brura before he gets up to the Eliyahu Rabbah. And that is that it's considered a full taking, because when you take the handle, it's like you're taking fully the what, the lulav, and it's no chatzitza because you're not going ahead and holding on to the lulav. Okay, you're holding on to the holder. And therefore, there's nothing interposing between the hand and the item that is actually being held. You're holding the holder. However, Eliyahu Rabbah maintains, unlike his first approach in the Mishnah Brura, unlike the Magen Avraham, that a holder is inherently meant to decorate and enhance the appearance of the lulav. Therefore, that's why it's viewed as subordinate to it, and it does not constitute a chatzitza. It's not going to be a chatzitza even where one is holding the lulav in his hand, because at the end of the day, the holder, okay, is there for decorative purposes, and it is enhancing the beauty. And the exception is where the holder is unattractive, and according to the Magen Avraham, on the other hand, in a case where one is holding the cloth, it is not a chatzitza, even if it is unattractive. So that's a big nafkamina between the two. According to the Magen Avraham, if you have an unattractive holder, you can hold the holder itself as long as you're not holding the lulav with the holder together. If you're just holding the holder, it's totally okay. Mashenke Eliyahu Rabbah, he says the whole issue, the reason why the holder is not a chatzitza, is because it is beautifying the lulav, and therefore it doesn't make a difference where you hold it. You can hold the holder, you can hold the holder together with the lulav. Now the next point, it's a cut in Lamed Aleph, so the Mishnah Brura explaining why the Shulchan Aruch, basically according to everybody, taking the lulav in a container is going to be problematic when you go ahead and you have a lulav in a container and you took it by means of the container. He's not going to fulfill the mitzvah because it's viewed as not respectful to take the lulav by gripping it through a container. So since it's not a respectful type of taking, it's not considered a lekicha tama according to everybody, as opposed to a holder, which is something that is designated for holding it. Okay, this is a container. And a container is something that if you take it through its container, that would be something that is not mechubadik, and it would be lacking l'kicha tama. And that's why he goes on and he says, this halacha, since it has nothing to do with chatzitza, it's purely halacha in l'kicha tama, it makes no difference whether he holds the lulav through the walls of the container, or he places his hands under its base, or even if he grips the handle of the container. At the end of the day, it's not the holder of the designated holder of the lulav, and therefore it's not a lakicha tama, it's not a mechubadika taking. Okay, we now move weiter. Now we continue on in the Mishnah Berurah. We're going after the second case. The second case is where the guy wraps a cloth around the lulav and takes the lulav, or he wrapped the cloth around his hands and takes the lulav. Some say he says that he has not fulfilled the mitzvah. Yesh omrim de lo yatsa. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan lanet beis a lav sudar. If you go ahead and you wrap a cloth around the lulav or around the hand, that is a problem of chatzitza, mitam chatzitza. But that's haran, mishum de lo havi lakicha tama. Ran's opinion is that this is not considered a lakicha tama when you have the cloth around it. Okay? Let's now move weiter. Lamed gimel. O shikarach sudar, or he wrapped the cloth around his hand and took it. So some say that he has not fulfilled the mitzvah. So comes the Mishnah Berurah, says, v'hu adin im labash batei yadayim al yadav. He's saying that the Shulchan Aruch halacha here applies even if someone wore gloves on his hands. Then he goes on, the fact that the Shulchan Aruch writes this as halacha of yesh omrim is basically mishum das haran. Because of the opinion of the Ran, the svirale de yatsa. The Ran holds that he is yotze. Okay? He's yotze if you have a cloth wrapped around his hand. Because the Ran holds the bote lagabe yad. In the case of the cloth around the hand, it's considered subordinate to the hand. About the karach sudar alulav, however, where with respect to a case where one wrapped a cloth around the lulav, there even the Ran agrees, gam das haran lo yatsa, because that's lo havi lakicha tama. That's not going to be a lakicha tama. Therefore, okay, akein in the talo yachzor v'yitlenu lo racha. Therefore, if one took the lulav with a cloth wrapped around his hands, he should take it once again without reciting the bracha, because there is a machlokes. In other words, if it was wrapped around the lulav, then he would have to take it around, he would have to take it again and make a bracha on it. But if it was wrapped around his hand, the cloth, there, since it's a machlokes, he would have to take the lulav again, but would not make a bracha because of the shitas ha-ran. And comes the Ramah, back in the Shulchan Aruch, b'nagu la'achmir la'hasir ha'tfilin b'tabos miyadam. He says, the minag, he says, is to be machmir and to remove tfilin and what? And tabos and rings from one's hands before taking the dalid minim. Aval medina ein lochosh. However, meikar adin, you don't have to really be concerned, even at the minug, because ein kol hayad mechusa behen. Because when it comes to tefillin and rings, they do not cover the entire hand. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Nagu says, uveshem ari kasvu sheyevarech tchila basuka al halulav v'achakach yaseh shar hananuim v'beis haknesses. So here he brings a Mishnah Berurah. Here brings a Ari that says a person should go ahead and make the bracha of the over the lulav when in the sukkah, and then do the other waving motions in the. Now, why is the Mishnah Berurah bringing this up now? Because the Ramah's whole discussion of the minhag to take off the tefillin from the hand before taking the dalad minim is presuming that the mitzvah of taking the dalad minim is performed in shul right before halal. Mishnah Berurah, however, basically brings down the Arizal. This would not be an issue, the tefillin, because he would perform the mitzvah before davening. Okay, now the basis for this minhag of taking the dal minim before davening might either be so that one performs the mitzvah without delay, Sharzian says, right, as soon as he gets up and he awakens in the sukkah, but not before sunrise. And otherwise, he says, it might be based on Kabbalah. Rebus Moshe happens to write that it would seem to be preferable to take the lulav only after Shachris, based on the principle of Tadir, Shaino Tadir, Tadir Kodim. And this is a, you know, this is what the Igros Moshe says. The Mishnah Halachos writes that this principle of Tadir applies only when one has two mitzvahs before him at this time, but not when the situation calls for the second mitzvah to be performed only later. Namely, he plans to daven shachris later in the shul. I know in our shul what we do is we take a couple minute break right before halal and let people go actually and make it in the sukkah beforehand to at least have that inyan kabbalah to go ahead and do it in the sukkah. Sif katan lamid hey le hasir, and you remove the tefillin. Hainu she yikaplein acharei etzbo. Yesh om sheyachol tefillin legamrei kolim atilas lulav. Meaning, one should wrap them on his hand behind his finger. And some say that one should completely remove the tefillin before taking the lulav. Now, this is interesting because here in Eretz Yisrael this is never really an issue, nor for many people in America as well, because there's actually a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah as to whether tefillin are worn on Chol HaMoed, and the Ramah here, in discussing the removal of the tefillin straps, follows his own view that they are worn on Chol HaMoed. The minhag in Eretz Yisrael, even for Ashkenazim, is not to wear tefillin. This is a issue discussed earlier in Mishnah Berurah. I'm not going to get into it right now. It's in Chelek Aleph. Let's finish up. Sifkat and Lamed Vav. Aval Medina Ein Lachosh. Eikar Adin. There's no need to be concerned with the tefillin and the rings. He says as follows: The Kamachronim Kasu De Af Medina Yesh Hakpada Al Zeh Mishum Chatzita Af Sheein Kol Hayad Mechusa Behem. He says there are Achronim that say that removing them is actually demanded by Halacha due to Chatzita, even though they do not cover the whole hand. Val Kain. Therefore, if one took the lulav set before removing the tefillin or his rings from his hands, he should take it once again without a bracha. He should not recite a bracha, obviously, according to Ramah, because he has fulfilled his obligation, even though he had the tefillin or the rings on his hand. It just should be pointed out that there's a separate whole issue that, you know, with the Taz, he basically holds that since Hallel is recited in honor of Yom Tov, so then it's considered like an os and tefillin, therefore not to be worn during its recital. And that's basically even if you hold it, you do wear an Chol HaMoed, definitely not for the Hallel part. The Magen Avraham, okay, they hold that they're moved only before Musaf. So Ramah here seems to be going again with that view. But in practice, the Mishnah Berurah actually paskens that the tefillin are removed before Hallel, other than the Chazan, who removes them after Hallel, so as not to delay the davening. That was back in Siman Kaf Hei Sifkatan Samech, back in the first Chelek.